Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
So this Saturday, coming up this Saturday, Cappy, I think you're going to like this because I know that you at least used to be a bicycle rider. Mm-hmm. August 27th from 5 to 9, you can participate in the Glow Ride 2022, which is a family-friendly bike ride that raises funds for cystic fibrosis patients and their families. It's a 3.5 mile ride. It starts at the Hermosa Beach Pier, travels to the Manhattan Beach Pier, and then back. And riders trick out their bikes with all kinds of lights and whimsical decor to raise awareness about the disease. So if you want to do this cool little nighttime bike ride, you can register for the event at glow2022.fundraise.org. And that is what you need to know.
You know, when I got back to Union Station last night, we got done with the show. I drove George over to L.A. Live. I left L.A. Live and went back to Union Station. When I pulled into the parking lot, there were like, I don't know, 250 guys on bikes. And I pull up and I'm like, and I was like, because I couldn't get my car through because they were all blocked the road. And I'm like, I said to one of the guys, I'm like, yo, man, what are you guys doing? And he's like, dude, we're driving. We're going to ride our bikes. I think they were going to Dodger Stadium. And they were like, everybody was wearing like Kobe gear. So they were like, dude, we're going to go do a bike ride for Kobe at Dodger Stadium. Like, that's freaking cool, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was cool. I like organized bike rides. George, would you ever ride a bike with me from San Francisco to San Diego? 750 miles, 7 days.
I'm sure he would.
No, I would do the Hermosa to Manhattan one, though. That seems fairly easy.
The 3-miler sounds good.
Yeah, I can do that. I can just drive down PCH and do that and park somewhere and go and make it happen. Yeah, so.
I love when lights and stuff.
I walk
on the
and
bikes.
Run that all the time on the Strand.
Yeah, there you go.
Sometimes if you're there early in the morning on a weekend, sometimes you'll catch me there.
All right, everybody, be on the lookout.
We're not.
Nobody's driving over there just to see if I'm running or something. Like, that's ridiculous.
Well, maybe.
Happy I used would. To like going to the Good Stuff though restaurant right there on the Strand in Hermosa all the time. But it's closed down for renovations actually.
So. All right. Well, we'll see you this Saturday.
Are you going to go?
To this bike ride?
It's in the evening.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
make it.
It's 5 to 9, Cap. It's not that hard.
Nah, I got other things going on. Saturday's a busy day for me. I got a lot going on.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So, real quick. We got... It's so funny how many people are communicating about the dog stuff still in the community. It's pretty funny. What's that, Laura? Oh, there's another guy? Okay, about showering with his dog?
Beautiful.
All right, let me hear this guy. Who's this guy? Cameron from Tarzana. What's up, Cameron?
Hey, guys. You know, the last time I called in on ESPN Radio, it was Max and Marcellus way back in the day, so I know better than to say, how are you guys doing?
Uh-huh.
Because I used to get hung up on. So
yes, don't do that.
Guys?
I don't love. See, Cappy loves the pleasantries. I'm just like, whatever. I kind of roll.
Yeah, what's up,
eyes.
Cameron? How you doing?
I'm with Max on that stuff.
Hey, guys. So before I get started with this, I need to tell you what my dog is so you guys don't ask that question later. He's a 25-pound Pomsky. He's kind of small, looks exactly like a husky, pretty much a mini husky. And first of all, I don't find it weird at all to change in front of my dog naked. I don't care. My dog, he can see everything. Just, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not like he's going to go into public and be like, I saw my owner ding dong. So, not a big deal. And showering.
Called it a ding dong.
Okay, not weird. It's not, yeah, well, it's radio. I'm not trying to get canceled here. You know, first of all, I shower my dog twice a month. And for the most part, my dog would be in the crate when I'm in the shower, or he just hangs out with me on the bathroom floor, and we just have a good jolly time, right? On the days that he does need to get showered, I get naked because I have to go shower too. And sometimes I'll shower him first, dry him off, then I go in. Sometimes, if I'm in a bigger rush, I'll just do it together, right? He goes in, I go in, I shower, he showers, shampoo, conditioner, bada boom, bada bing, come out, dry him off, then I dry myself off, and then I wipe the floor down, and we're all good. There's no reason to be weird about that. That's not a weird thing. And to be honest, it shows how close you are with your dog. It's a bonding thing, personally. So I don't think it's weird.
All right. That's Cameron in Tarzana. What kind of dog did he say you have?
He's a 25-pound Pomsky.
Maybe are you saying Pomsky? What's a Pomsky?
It's like a Pomeranian and a Husky.
Oh, Pomsky.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's another man who showers
super
with his dog.
Dog, by the way. Super cute dog, by the way. Love him to death.
Wait, okay. At the risk of sounding offensive, just for clarification purposes, directly related to this conversation, are you white?
No, I'm Iranian.
Okay, there we go.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. There we go.
Now, are Persian you single?
I am. I actually just got out of a secure relationship.
Oh, how did your partner feel about the showering with the dog?
I told her straight up, this is how it's going to be. If you have feelings about it, that's something you have to, you know, if it's bothering you, then so be it, because I'm not going to change my relationship with my dog.
Oh, wow. 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 And this relationship with this person lasted 6 years, huh?
Hey, man. I love my dog. My dog has saved my mental health more than any human. So
same.
My dog hurts.
All right, okay. So do you think that the breakup occurred because of your relationship with the dog?
Absolutely not.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Fair enough. All right, man. Well, good luck. I mean, enjoy the showers, I guess.
And Cameron, don't be a stranger, pal.
Yeah, don't wait till, like, you know, 7 years or whatever to call the station back.
Right.
You know?
Don't wait for the Clinton and Beto show to come on 5 years
from
Kathy
now. And I are retired and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder how many people are just calling to say that they do it, but they don't.
You don't think they actually do it? I don't think you're actually calling the station and, like...
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot to do. That's a lot to lie about.
I mean,
silly thing.
I mean, I don't think this guy lied, because he was very detailed.
Hey, guys, we have another guy named Cameron, who's Iranian as well, and he showers with his dog.
Wait a second.
Wait,
there's another Iranian Cameron dude. Come on.
Seriously.
What's the likelihood of two Iranian guys named Cameron?
His name is Cameron, and he's also Iranian?
Yeah, he is. He's on the line right now.
Does he have Pomsky, too?
Cameron.
Yo, what up, guys? What up?
Cameron, you are also Iranian, and you also shower with your dog.
Yeah. First off, shout out 710. Love you guys. And I call in Travis Lee sometimes. But yeah, I have a Lhasa Apso, and I don't necessarily shower with him, but I'll shower him first, dry him off, then I'll hop in the shower. On occasions, a little furry guy will poke his head in, see what's going on.
Oh, well, that's different, though. That's different.
I have showered with him on occasion. And, you know, it's the kind of same thing as Cam said. You know, it shows the bonding, and, you know, we love the little guy. And sometimes me and my fiance will get in the shower with the dog, too, and shower him as well.
Okay, wait a second. Really, Time out. See, now you're taking it to the next level. So you and your fiance and the dog, the three of you in the shower simultaneously.
A threesome with the dog?
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Oh, all right. Oh, because I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
No, well, of course
Cappy
you
wanted
would.
More details on that. Yeah, for sure.
See, Rachel won't go for that. Yeah, Rachel will not go for that. She will not go for, hey, you want to take a shower together? And let me bring the dog in. She ain't having that.
What about Bo Derek, though? Maybe you get that one.
Bo Derek, maybe, because I'm using the Bo Derek shampoo, conditioner, and face wash, so possibly I could talk Bo into getting into the shower with me and the dog. Possible. Not out of the question.
No, but for real, though, my name is Cam, Iranian, shower with the dog all day, every day. Love him. Bye.
Yeah, you
all
from Tarzana, too?
No.
Culver City, Cappy.
Culver City, bro.
Didn't hear that.
Yeah. All right. Real quick. So you were saying, when we were talking about the Chargers, and I was talking about how Justin Herbert, do we have the audio real quick? Justin Herbert was talking about how tough the AFC West is and how tough the quarterbacks are and how he wants to beat those guys, and he omitted one particular quarterback. Let's take a listen.
I think it's great because you want to play the best, and if we want to be the team that we want to be, you have to go through teams like that, and you have to play the Patrick Mahomes, the Russell Wilsons. They've all got weapons, and they've all got pretty good defenses, too, and so it's definitely going to be a challenge.
He omitted Derek Carr. right? So we talked about that. And, you know, look, it's been a rough week for Derek Carr, as we talked about. He's the mother bleeper. Now we know that Tom Brady was talking about. Not my words, his. Okay? Sorry, Raider fan. Not trying to incite a, you know, a riot or anything. But Tom Brady said that mother bleeper, right, Cap?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you and I then got into discussion about how I like their team. You like their quarterback, but you don't really like anything else for the most part. I said, I like the coach. You don't like the coach. You think he's overly aggressive, correct?
Well, I thought that last year as a first-year head coach, to go for it as frequently as he did on fourth down, and then, you know, what he did in the last game against the Raiders, going for it on fourth down, I think even they were on the 18-yard line. I just think that when you get into your second year, you probably maybe adjust your philosophy a little bit.
Okay, fair enough. I don't think that. I think he'll push the gas even further, okay?
Okay.
Now, the interesting part is this. You love Man Campbell, Dan Campbell.
You know, Dan Campbell, I watched episode 3 last night of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And, I got home, it was late, and I've been driving for a while, and I needed to kind of calm down a little bit, so I turned on Hard Knocks episode 3. And when the Detroit Lions went to go practice with the Indianapolis Colts, Dan Campbell told everybody on the team, anybody's involved in a fight, you're off the team. We can't do that. Yeah. You know, so there were no fights, at least none that they showed us on Hard Knocks, which I want to talk to you about that coming up, about the Rams and what happened earlier today.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. Now, I thought you wanted to talk to me more about Hard Knocks.
I do want you to watch it.
You still snuck in a way to discuss Hard Knocks.
I want you to watch
it.
Even Clinton Yates wanted you to watch it yesterday.
Zero chance that's happening. But do you know who Hack actually had the most attempts on fourth down last year?
I do not. Tell me.
Was not the Chargers.
Who was it?
Your boy, Dan Campbell.
Oh, really?
Your boy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but George, think about it, right? You're the Lions. You're terrible. You have nothing to lose. You might as well go for it on fourth down, right?
Okay. I knew you would say that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to know where the Chargers ranked on actual fourth down conversions?
Sure, go for it.
Because they were third overall in attempts, but do you know how many they actually converted?
Well, how many times did they go for it on fourth down?
They had 34 attempts.
Okay, and they probably got it. I'll just go with, I'll say 20 of 34 times.
22, actually. So they had the most actual total conversions and the fourth best percentage.
Okay.
So that's pretty damn good and pretty damn smart, and it's why I think they're going to push the gas even further now, because they're good at it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen.
And by the way, the only teams that had higher percentage, you want to hear those teams?
Yeah, go for it. Let me hear.
The Ravens, number one.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs, number two.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bengals, number three.
They had higher percentages.
Slightly higher, not by much.
But just out of curiosity, since you probably have the numbers sitting in front
lower
of you.
Lower attempts.
If the
Ravens,
Chargers,
27, 20 and 20 for the Bengals and Chiefs.
Okay, so think about that for a second. The Chargers went for it 34 times on fourth down last year.
Yeah.
But the teams you just mentioned, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bengals, all went for it. Half as many times.
No, not half.
Well, what were the numbers? Did you say 20?
27 for the Ravens, so it's right there.
Okay.
I mean, it's
27 versus 34.
And then 20 and 20.
Okay. So, that is very... those are good numbers to analyze. And so, what was the percentage for the Bengals and for the Chiefs?
66.7% and 65%. Mm-hmm. And the Chargers were 64.7%.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're making it at that clip, you absolutely need to hit the gas.
See, I think what'll happen is, I think they'll actually, rather than having 34 attempts on fourth down like they did last year, maybe they get down to that number like 25 to 30, maybe a fewer, and maybe their percentage goes up a little bit. I mean, listen,
okay.
If
so
it's your coaching philosophy, what is the bet? Let me hear what the bet is before
more than
I make
34.
The bet. Will they go for it more than 34
34
times?
34 is a push.
Okay, I'll go
30,
under. I'll go under.
30, you're going to go under 34.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll go over. Now, what are we betting?
I don't know. What do you want?
Let's find out on the other side. We'll do that next. We're back in 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, I'm not a huge Bruce Springsteen guy, but I do like this song.
I like this song, too. There are a bunch of Bruce Springsteen songs I like, but I'm not the world's biggest Springsteen fan. Like, I know friends that have gone to Springsteen 100 times, and I'm like, I've never been once. I've never seen Springsteen live, ever.
Me neither. Yeah. You know who's a huge Springsteen guy?
Tell me.
He was a head coach for the Lakers.
Phil Jackson?
No, but you're close.
Really? Frank Vogel?
I said you're close to Phil Jackson and you win Frank Vogel next, as much as I love Frank Vogel.
I mean, I went to another Laker coach, Pat Riley.
There you go, yes. But if I say close to Phil Jackson, what went through your head there to go to Frank Vogel next?
Well, I thought of who's a Laker coach, you know, maybe most recently, so. I mean,
I was referring to the resume in that scenario.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I should know about that resume because I really think Legacy is great on Hulu, whereas you, of course, think it's garbage.
Yeah, I don't think it's garbage. I just don't think I've learned anything.
Well, you are a historian, my friend.
I am. I'm not the audience for it. I know too much of this stuff already.
Well, then don't watch it anymore.
Okay, I won't.
Please do.
You're the one that made me watch it.
Come on, watch it.
But you just told me not to watch it.
Well, I was being flippant. Watch it.
All right, I'll watch it.
All right, cool. Maybe we'll find something.
Don't complain when I tell you I haven't learned anything.
All right, well, I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. So you asked me a question about the Chargers.
I did.
Oh, what are we betting? Yes, on the over-under, on them going for more fourth downs and third.
Yeah, and just so you know, I'm really not terribly passionate about this subject.
Oh,
so,
here we go.
When it comes to placing the wager, I'm like, dude, I don't even want to watch the Chargers. I will watch the Chargers this year to root against them. You know,
you're already like hedging here, like how you're like, oh, I'm not very passionate. I mean, come on, pick a side.
I picked a side. I said under.
Right. But you're like, I don't feel passionate about it.
I don't feel passionate about it. I don't really care about it. You
and then
sir,
let's do something simple. It doesn't have to be like a bottle of Caymus or anything.
Well,
like
but here's the thing, though. You're and I know what you're going to do to me because I know you.
What?
You are going to become like a Charger fan. You're going to become like a Charger supporter.
Justin Herbert.
So
I like their coach.
I like Justin Herbert too.
But I, you know, McVay's my boo. I can't just like, you know.
Yeah, don't cheat on McVay.
I can't. I mean, we know he likes coming on this show more than he likes coming on Mason and Ireland. He just comes on with them because of the schedule.
Well, maybe the timing will change this year. Maybe he'll come on with us like he was supposed to last year. In the meantime, did you see any of the video today?
But you know what, Linz? Actually, you know what? Why don't you request McVay next week?
Yeah,
for next week. Sorry, for the after Labor Day. After Labor Day.
Hey, listen.
They have a Thursday game, so we probably won't get him.
Right.
Maybe the following week.
Did you see the big fight that happened today between the Rams and the Bengals?
I did. Yeah, I saw the video, yeah.
So I know people are already buzzing about this, and this is kind of like making its way around, and people are writing articles about it.
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago on Monday Night Football, when Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett grabbed, I'm trying to remember, who was the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers that night? What was that kid's name? What was it, Linz?
Duck Hodges?
No, it was Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph. The kid from Oklahoma State, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
backup.
As you recall, Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph get into it. Somehow, I don't even remember how, but Rudolph's helmet comes popping off, and Garrett has the helmet, and he's swinging the helmet at Mason Rudolph. And what happened was, as I recall, he was suspended indefinitely by the league. This is probably around like week 11-ish, and I think he missed five or six games. I'm close. I may not be 100%, but I'm pretty close. So people are already asking the question. If Aaron Donald is swinging a Cincinnati Bengals player's helmet at the Bengals players in a fight, in a massive brawl, should he be subjected to the same punishment that Myles Garrett suffered?
It's not in a game, so I think that's already different, number one.
And by the way, that was a Monday Night Football game, so you know how high profile and the visibility of a Monday Night Football game. Okay, so that's one. Okay, I'm with that.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, that's really the biggest differentiator to me, is that it wasn't, you know, it was done at a practice. It's not done. A lot of crazy stuff has happened at practice. So can I tell you a crazy story?
Yeah, go for it.
So when I was a young reporter, I mean, a very, very young reporter, like, you know, because back in the day, remember, like, they, you know, radio stations used to send actual reporters to games. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You remember those days?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Like that. So I that was like, you know, my first gig before I even got on the air. You know what I mean? Like, it just was one of those things where, you know, like, hey, that's how I got my opportunity.
Were you a stringer?
No, not a stringer. Like, actually just the reporter. Like, I was like the covering the Hurricanes and the Dolphins back then. Like, that's what my thing was.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remember who the other player was. But there was a guy that played on the Dolphins, was really good receiver. His injuries cut his career short, but he was really good. O.J. McDuffie.
Of course, I know O.J. McDuffie. Sure.
Yeah. And O.J. got into it. I'm trying to remember who the player was that he got into it with at practice. And he told the guy, yo, if you keep messing with me, we're going to have problems. And he legitimately, if I recall correctly, and this might have been, I'm fairly certain it was written in like the Miami Herald at the time. Like, he went and got his gun.
No way.
Like, in the car.
No way.
And like, everyone's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like,
Juice, calm down, Juice.
This is the
calm
90s.
Down.
This is the 90s, okay? Yeah. So like, you know, when I look at the helmet swing, while I get it, it's also a different time. It's 30 years later. Like, I get all that. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, it's not a game.
It's not a game. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a game. So, yeah. Not a game. Practice. I just think this, that Aaron Donald is one of the, what I'll call the faces of the NFL. And I just, if this were a game, I think the NFL would be forced to say the precedent has been set that somebody swung a helmet at a helmetless player, he got six games. We got to do at least six games for this guy. But because this happens in a practice, it's not on national television. It's not on Sunday night. It's not on Monday night. It's not on Amazon on Thursday night. It's a practice. And we see the video on Twitter. And even though, by the way, George, if you turn up the volume, when you see Aaron Donald swinging the helmet, you can hear the helmet that he's swinging hitting other guys' helmets. So I don't think that the NFL will do anything about this. I don't think there'll be a fine. I may be wrong. I certainly don't think there'll be a suspension. I don't think I'll be wrong. But Aaron Donald, I mean, listen, I love the guy. But sometimes, as we have seen in the past, his anger and his, he just loses his mind. I don't know if you remember a couple years ago, the Rams, this was the very first game. The Rams were back in L.A., but their first game was in San Francisco. And I believe Aaron Donald got tossed from the game because he threw his helmet or threw a Niners player's helmet. I'm trying to remember exactly how it went down. But, man, he got to cool out. Bro, it's practice. Now we talk about practice. Not a game, practice. I can't imagine what got him so upset that in a practice he would grab another player's helmet from the Bengals and start swinging it at everybody. You gotta be careful too, dude. We don't need you getting hurt. You're gonna make a run to try and run it back. Aaron Donald's probably one of the most important players on this team. Maybe the most important player on this team.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It was Darryl Gardner, by the way. I just got it confirmed from a guy who was covering that team back then, that O.J. McDuffie went and grabbed his gun.
Jeez.
you want to mess with me? Well, I'll mess with you. And, yeah.
Things I mean, there's been other situations in training camp where, like, guys have gotten into fights where nobody's wearing a helmet, and a guy punches another guy, like, right in the face, breaks his jaw.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that practice is a different threshold, is what I would say.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the Myles Garrett situation.
No.
In my estimation, because it's practice. Now, it doesn't mean he may not get suspended. I think it's possible.
Could you imagine the NFL suspends the best defensive player?
Maybe the best player.
The Super Bowl champion hosting opening night on Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, my goodness.
And the NFL suspends Aaron Donald for that? Come on. No way.
Why not?
I don't see it.
I mean, I don't either, but, I mean, you never know. You know? Roger Goodell has done things that you would never expect, and I'm not saying that always in the most pleasant of ways, like in the sense that he has surprised you in a lot of ways over the years, for better or worse.
This would be a shocking development if Aaron Donald were suspended for the opening game of the season in SoFi Stadium, defending Super Bowl champion, guy who makes the winning play in the game, is suspended because of what happened during a practice. There's no way. Come on. Really?
Okay. Maybe.
I hope not. I sure hope not.
All right. Big deal or no deal? Do you hope for that?
I'm ready for it.
Because it's coming up in 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, Lindsay, you take it away.
That was really funny the way you said that. You take it away. Thanks, Sedano. Oh, man, Chewie's losing his mind. Sorry. All right, so, Cappy, this is something that you're going to be super interested in, specifically the Oscars and the whole slap thing with Will Smith. It sounds like the Academy is going to pretend that this whole thing never happened. So this week, when the Academy CEO, the new Academy CEO, Bill Cramer, spoke with the press, he was asked about the slap. And he said, quote, "We want to move forward to have an Oscars that celebrates cinema. What does that entail? We want to return to a show that has reverence for film and 95 years of the Oscars." So basically, he ignored the question, and it doesn't sound like they're going to address it at all. Is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
No deal. No deal at all. Look, I'm probably the only person left on the planet other than Chris Rock that is still protesting Will Smith. As mentioned previously, don't get jiggy with it any longer. Don't do the Will Smith summertime song anymore. I'm out on Will Smith until I feel like, well, until I feel like Chris Rock is back in on Will Smith. But
or,
I think,
or he comes on the show.
Or if Will Smith comes on the show, I'm happy to have that conversation. But,
right.
But
in Chris Rock's honor.
Right. In the short term, it's over. It's ancient history. No one gives a rat's ass anymore. So, you know what? Let's all move on.
Yeah, I'm with it. It's no deal. I you know, look, I actually defended Will Smith on the show that day. So, I mean, I don't care anymore. I stopped caring the next day, to be honest with you.
Beta will be really happy to hear you say that, Cap, because he pointed out the fact that you were like the last person on Earth that cared about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, he was so mad. I guess I wasn't there that day. I was on vacation, but I guess he walked out of the studio because he was so mad that Cap was talking about it.
He didn't. He sat with Funch and I. We all had a conversation while Cap went on a rant.
Well, what happened was Beto left the studio at the commercial break to go to the ladies' room. And then when he came back,
cheap shot.
He was locked out of the studio.
That is not true.
And then he was trying to get back in. And then by the time he got back in, I was in my rant. And he was like, "You know what? I'm sitting back here. I'm not doing this." He wanted nothing to do with my Will Smith rant.
Well, he'll be glad to know that the Oscars don't either. All right, so next one. Dinosaur Valley State Park in Texas has unearthed an exciting discovery after extreme drought conditions dried up a river. Giant dinosaur footprints that date back to 113 million years ago. That's what they found. So this park, it's located near Glen Rose, which is southwest of Dallas. And most dinosaur tracks that they found at the park belong to two different species, a theropod called Acrocanthosaurus and a sauropod called Sauroposeidon. I'm a big science nerd, and I think this is a big deal and really cool. But would you guys ever travel somewhere just to see something like this? Cap?
No. No,
no,
I would
never go travel to see dinosaur tracks? Dinosaur
nope.
bones?
Nope. No, I
wouldn't. Sedano, how about you?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know if it's specifically why I would go, but if I was at a place and that was part of, like, the lore of the place, I would check it out.
Like, let's say, I know your daughter got to help you guys pick your vacation.
She did. She picked Kentucky, and it worked out pretty well for
what
us.
What if she said, I want to go see the dinosaur footprints, Dad, in Texas?
And where are the dinosaur footprints again?
They're in Dinosaur Valley State Park, which is in Glen Rose, southwest of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, well, I've been in Dallas a million times. Like, if we happen to be in Dallas, let's go. Yeah, sure, whatever.
I think it's really cool. It's something I would totally, like, fly out there just to go see it.
I wouldn't fly again just to go see it, but if I'm in Dallas next time, I'll try to go check it out.
I guess I'm
a little suspicious, to be honest with you.
What are you so suspicious of?
I just don't know if I believe it.
You don't think that dinosaurs are real?
You think they're fake dinosaur?
No. I think dinosaurs roamed the earth at one time. But how many years did you say it was?
They are 113 million years old.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that.
Okay. You don't believe science?
Some I do and some I don't. I mean, I told you guys a story about being in Italy, and I was in that city of Pompeii, and I did that tour, the volcano Vesuvius, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, covered the entire city in lava, yeah. And people, yeah. And dogs, and everybody died and whatever. And then, like, I don't know, 5 billion years later, they found everybody. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And the tour guide was like, what do you mean you don't know? And I'm like,
You would be that guy. I'm glad the tour guide pushed back on you.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm not sure. I know. I'm not sure. I'm like, this could be a big tourist thing. I'm not positive.
Okay.
I love that the guy pushed back on you, like, this American idiot.
Right. And he was speaking, you know, with, like, an Italian dialect, you know, in
what
English.
What do you mean you don't know?
Right. I'll bet you I have it on video where he's like.
Oh, please.
Yeah. I'll bet you I have it on video where I'm like, eh, I'm not so sure. And he's like, what are you talking about, man? I'm like, I don't know. It's a touristy thing. I don't know. It's an interesting story to tell. I'm not sure it really happened.
Sounds like a Seinfeld skit waiting to happen.
It really does. Or, like, yeah, curb your enthusiasm. Right. Yeah. Very much the case. Anyway. All right. What's next, Lindsay?
Okay. So how did Stranger Things actor Noah Schnapp spend his summer? Well, since he wasn't filming one of the most popular shows to ever hit Netflix.
Oh, I know this. Sorry, I'm yawning. Is this the lifeguard story?
Yes. He spent his time, as many teenagers do, working a summer job as a lifeguard. He said having a normal life, doing normal things with his friends, keeps him grounded. So good for him. Kind of a big deal, I think, to me, that, like, a super famous child actor wants to at least try to grow up like a normal kid. But want to ask you guys, what was your favorite summer job growing up, Sedano?
I mean, for many years, it wasn't even a summer job. It was like a full-time job in high school and even early in college. I used to teach karate for many, many years.
Karate.
That's a sweet job.
Yeah, it was super fun. There's a lot of kids that I taught over the years. Boys, girls, like, you name it. Like, so it's so funny. Like, my old high school where I, you know, obviously went to school, the lady who's the principal now, I taught her kids karate.
Cool.
It's hilarious. Like, I went back there when they inducted me into the Hall of Fame. And the person who reached out to me was her. And she was like, I don't know if you remember me. I'm like, of course I remember you. She's like, I'm the principal now. We want to induct you into the Hall of Fame. I'm like, oh, cool. Awesome.
Did they call you karate?
If you had not taught her kids karate, would you be in the Hall of Fame today?
I probably would still be. But I think it was cooler because the person who reached out to me was someone I actually knew and I hadn't seen, God, 20 years probably.
What did you do in high school that they wanted to put you in the Hall of Fame? Or is it because you've grown up to become George Sedano?
I think it's because I've grown up to become... I was a pretty good student.
No, but, like, were you a state champion of something or...
No, not at all.
So you're in the Hall of Fame.
You're in the Hall of Fame for what you've become.
I'm George Bleepin' Sedano, bro. That's why.
Oh, really?
Host of Afternoon Drive on 710 ESPN along with Scott Kaplan.
Yeah, you know what?
On NBA coverage and college football coverage and, you know, all that stuff.
Wow, big star.
Big star on the worldwide leader.
Why are you? When you're in the Jewish northeastern Pittsburgh or northeastern what is it? North what?
No, Western Pennsylvania.
Western
Jewish
Pennsylvania Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
That's right. That's right.
So what do you care? You were just a kicker.
I'm not my high school. Not my high school Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe they need to get on that.
I know.
I mean, they should.
I agree.
What's your high school, Cappy? We can tweet at them.
Yeah, I'm gonna get
Coral Springs something. Probably.
Yeah, that's right. Coral Springs High School. You got it, Georgie.
There you go.
So as far as this summer job, what's the kid's name from Stranger Things?
Noah Schnapp. He's
Schnapp.
Yeah, he's the one. He's the star that, remember, one of the, was it Doja Cat? Yeah. She wanted to like go on a date with him.
You have any idea what character he played on Stranger Things?
Yeah, he plays.
Because I'm 4 episodes in, just so you guys know.
He plays the main character, the one that goes to the Upside Down in the beginning, and his name is escaping me right now.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
All right.
He's Winona Ryder's son.
Okay, is he the one that gets taken by the goblins, or is he the guy?
Yes, he goes in the Upside Down.
Okay, got it.
Will,
do you not know
Will.
What it's, that you don't know the Upside Down?
Well, I'm only 4 episodes in.
Right, but that's what it's called. You got to know that. That's what
I didn't know
it.
That it was called the Upside Down.
I feel like they call that right from. I could be.
Yeah,
honest.
From the beginning. I feel like the first season.
No, I feel like he's in the wall. The kid.
Yeah, he's in the wall, but they call it the Upside Down. It's
yeah.
Will.
Yeah.
So that kid is a lifeguard during the summer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Try and stay grounded, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. You know
what did you do in the summer?
You know what? In what I did, George, I'm glad you asked. I worked in my father's gas station.
Oh.
So yeah. I would pump gas. I would, I put air in people's tires.
Full service.
I checked their oil. Oh, back in the day, full service was awesome.
Did they say, fill her up, son?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what. let me tell you guys a quick story. There was a guy who used to come to the gas station all the time. He was a New York Yankees legend. His name was Phil Rizzuto.
Oh, yeah, the scooter.
And I remember, that's right. And I remember saying to Phil Rizzuto, Mr. Rizzuto, I would check his tires, I'd check his oil, I'd pump his gas. Mr. Rizzuto,
holy
I want to get.
Holy cow, kid, great job.
I would say, I want to get into broadcasting. Do you have any advice? He goes, yeah, become a pro ball player. That's what he told me.
He
told you to fill her up, kid.
Yeah, he's like, hey, check my oil, punk.
Holy cow, kid, you're in trouble.
Yeah. I worked at my dad's gas station. This is back in the old days, man, when if somebody used a credit card, you'd have to like move that thing like and like
oh yeah, it had that yeah. slider thing.
Right.
Yeah, cuz you'd have the
carbon copies.
The carbon copy paper,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We actually had to do that at my summer job at the golf course when I drove on the Bev cart.
The carbon mm-hmm. copy credit
yeah.
cards?
Cuz we had the beverage cart and we didn't have a machine, you know, like to take out on the beverage
cart. Now it's
cart.
So easy. It's so great.
Back in those days, by the way, people would pay with cash and we would have a cash register out on the island of the gas station. Now, can you imagine like seeing somebody come out to pump your gas and hand them cash and then they go to the cash register? I mean, it was just such a different time. This is like, 86, 87.
You know, in a lot of places, or I don't know if it's a lot, but some places they still do that. Like when I went camping in New York on the Indian reservation, I went out, like got out of my car to get gas and you're not allowed to pump the gas.
No, in New York and New Jersey, I think, and I'm almost sure New York and New Jersey, it's full service still.
Well, speaking of things you can't pour, in Texas, I remember when I was covering the 2006 NBA Finals, a bunch of us in the media, we went to like a nightclub in Dallas. And I'm used to like here in LA or Miami or Vegas or wherever, right? Like you buy the bottle, you start, you can pour your own drink, right? You know what I mean? Like the waitress probably does it at first, but like after that, you just pour your own stuff. Dude, they like 4 people like ran to our table. No, you can't pour your own drink. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, the Texas Beverage Commission. I was like, okay, sorry. Like, I'm just trying to not make you have to come here every time to pour me a drink, but okay.
Hardcore.
It's crazy.
They have weird laws.
They were, like, screaming at us.
It is always weird when you're at some place that you're not from there and you think what you're doing is completely normal and they tell you that what you're doing is not acceptable where they are. I was at a NFL game. The Falcons were playing the Packers in the divisional round of a playoff game, and I walked into a restaurant with Ian Eagle, name drop. And the I Man and I were in there, and this is in Atlanta.
The I Man.
And he's wearing
he's
a baseball
more the bird,
cap.
The I Man is Imus. So.
Yeah, well, I call him the I Man. But anyway, so he has a hat on, and the lady comes up to him and she goes, "Sir, can you please take your hat off? There's no hats allowed in the restaurant." And Ian's like, "You're kidding me." She's like, "No, actually, I'm not kidding you. If you don't take your hat off, we're going to ask you to leave." And he goes, "But you wait till you see my hair." She goes, "Sir, you cannot wear a hat in this restaurant." Can you imagine? You cannot wear a hat in the restaurant.
What kind of restaurant was it?
Just a regular old diner,
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that, you know, for him, he's from New Jersey. We're in Atlanta. That's the way they were.
Yeah.
Seemed unusual to us, but to them, that's the way it was.
Yeah. So, anywho, Laura, any cool summer jobs before we go?
I used to work at a swap meet. That was really interesting.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds interesting.
I used to charge the people, and people were mean, man. It's like 50 cents. A dollar. Yeah. Just pay up.
Yeah.
You get
it? Yeah, seriously, bro.
It was interesting.
All right. That is what... big deal or no deal. Sorry. I kept saying what you need to know three times today.
Even big deal or no deal earlier for Radio Tinder. You were, kind of off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching this Amazon, I'm watching this Amazon game. You know what I mean?
What Amazon game?
It's the first Thursday night game. It's on, they're doing a preseason game.
Oh my God. I didn't even.
Wait, Al Michaels didn't text you?
No, but you know what he did text me? He emailed me and said, hey, because I had asked him to come on the show a couple weeks ago, and he said, why don't we wait until we're closer to the season? I said, okay, great. So we just had an email exchange about when he wants to come on the show. So maybe we'll do it the week of the Rams-Bills game.
Yeah, and let's ask him about the new song.
Yeah, we'll ask him about the song.
I love the song.
He's had a lot of songs.
Will that game, the Rams-Bills game, is that an Amazon game?
I believe that's an NBC game, actually.
Got it. Okay.
Now that I think about it.
We're off that day.
Yeah, and we're not on that day. That's true.
No, but we'll do it. Maybe we'll do it the following week.
I'm cheating on y'all.
Maybe we'll do it the following week.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do our family dinner, but Chris, he's got to work that day. So.
Right.
I have to figure out another day. Thanks, Chris. So, anywho, final segment coming up. What do you want to do? You want to do a little Scotteria?
I don't know. I did a little Scotteria yesterday. Kind of went off.
I mean, not really. We ended up talking nonsense together. Like it was
probably what's going to happen anyway here.
Yeah, let's just talk nonsense. All right, we're back in a minute.
Oh, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable what's going on here right now.
You can't log on to your Amazon.
Well, let me ask everybody a question.
Oh, here we go.
If you have Amazon on your phone.
Al looks good. Al, nice tie. Al's wearing a nice tie today.
Really? If you have Amazon on your phone, do you log in and log out?
No, it's already logged in.
It's already logged in.
Same. So, George just said to me, hey, are you going to watch this game? San Francisco is playing Houston on Amazon Prime tonight. Okay. And
preseason game, yeah. Right,
and I turned
up for Al and Herbie, yeah.
Right, so I turned to the NFL Network, which is the Packers and the Chiefs. But Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, which I don't know yet. I mean, it might be the greatest combination in the history of NFL broadcasting. I doubt it.
You're never going to find out because you can't watch it.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so here's the situation. Tell me what you guys think I should do. So I go to Amazon Prime. Which, by the way, I wasn't sure I even had on the TV, but...
Right, but I told you, you have a smart TV. It's got to be on there.
Right, so thankfully, the voice-activated remote control, I said, Amazon Prime. All of a sudden, Amazon Prime pops up. Yeah. Now it tells me I got to log in. Now we got trouble. Yeah. Because I don't know what my Amazon password is, because when I go on to Amazon on my phone to go buy stuff, I'm already all logged in. So, okay, I don't know the password. So now it says to me, hey, you want to use a QR code or you want to just log in? I'm like, oh, I'll take the QR code. But the
QR code just takes you to the landing page.
Right. So the QR code takes me to this landing page and then it says, give us your password. I'm like, I don't know it. So now I got to go and change my password, which is always a pain in the butt for someone like me, to try and get to this game. Now, believe it or not, George, I've been able to change my password. So I'm in, kind of. Now, when I go to the homepage on Amazon Prime, how am I supposed to find the game?
It'll be right there on the front page once you're logging in.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to the homepage. I'm on the homepage here. Let's see. Oh, there it is. Got it. Oh, God.
Right. I mean, I can do a little play-by-play for you if you want. You know, a little play action here by Davis Mills. Under pressure, throws incomplete to Brevin Jordan, the tight end. Here, it'll be second down and 10 coming up from the 20-yard line.
You don't even understand. Watch live.
You're not a very good color commentator, Cappy.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I just gave you a really good play-by-play.
I know, but I'm, wait a second. Live programming might contain mature
themes.
Oh,
there's a flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be on the Niners. I don't have volume, so I don't know what it's on.
Whoa, that is a cheap shot. Dude, I am watching football on Amazon Prime.
Congrats, Cappy.
Oh, it's Drake Jackson, the kid from USC who took the hit on Davis Mills. There it is.
Let me tell you something right now.
So now, Cappy, first and goal.
Let me say
Wow. They had to replace the quarterback. Who's number six? Who's the backup for the Texans? I don't know. They're at the 10.
All right. And here comes 10. 10's coming back in now.
Hands it off. Oh, no. He keeps it. A quarterback keeper on the left side and picks up about 4 yards there down at the 6 yard line for number six. I got to see the back of his jersey.
Wait. No, but 10 is coming back in now. See, I'm ahead of you.
All right. There you go. No, I see Davis Mills back in already.
Wow. Let me tell you something. People who are finding out that football games are being played on Amazon Prime, they're going to have a similar problem to what I just had, which, by the way, I was able to rectify in a matter of moments. I'm pretty damn proud of myself. But seriously, like if you use Amazon on your phone to buy stuff, and now you got to go to Amazon Prime, the TV channel that you've never used before, which I haven't, and then you don't know your Amazon password, you're going to be in the same trouble I was in. But it was very easy to change my password. I got the email. I got the code.
Yeah.
Then I got on Amazon Prime, and now I'm watching NFL football on Amazon Prime.
Oh, wow, what an accomplishment. By the way, it was Jeff Driscoll was the backup quarterback.
Nice.
Yeah, third and goal. Big spot here for the Texans. We're up 7-0 on their first drive here in the second half. There,
touchdown.
Captain.
Touchdown, Houston.
Yeah.
Flags on the play.
I'm behind you. Here we go.
Davis this is Mills unbelievable.
In the gun. Four receivers, trips to the right. Mills looks right, throws to Nico Collins into the end zone on the slant for the touchdown. But as you mentioned, flag on the play, Cappy.
Looks like we have offensive pass interference here, George. Going to be a third down.
We probably shouldn't be doing this.
It's good that I'm in delay. I was going to say that, too.
I don't think we can do that, but you guys would make a great play-by-play team, I think.
Well,
switching it over because we don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
No, but I'm in delay, so it's actually better that way.
Right.
We're technically not doing it live.
You know what's great about this? I love that I'm seeing it before you because
it never happens that way with anything else. But on Amazon, for some reason. Wait, did I rewind it by accident or something? Let me
see. Well, in the interim, Cappy, did you guys see that ESPN LA? I don't even know if you guys talked about this. That they posted a poll. What's weirder, Scott Kaplan's taking a shower with his dog or Venice Mace eating dinner in bed? Guess who's winning?
Don't tell me I'm winning.
Yeah, 72%, man.
72%?
Yeah, 72% to 28%.
But by the way, Chris says we're fine doing it because we're in delay and I'm in delay. So we're good. So here's Mills. Ball on the 14-yard line. Throws into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Texans. A strike from Davis Mills to Chris Moore. The former Baltimore Raven puts the Texans on the board again, and they're up 13-0.
Wow, George, I really like the way you've gone right into play-by-play mode. Very good. Very well done.
Well, I got to practice. I'm going to do
a game
here soon.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've actually got, so when since I'm doing the Hurricanes game next week on Saturday, next Saturday, if the Canes score their first touchdown on the ground, I'm going to say, the Mario Cristobal era is off and running. Touchdown Hurricanes.
Wow, you've already thought this through. Very good job.
You know what? Because I feel like that it's actually a smart, like a fun, cool thing to say, right? Like if you're going to say, because usually you're going to sneak that in anyway, like the coach's era is off and running. But to actually do it on a running touchdown would be great.
What if they score through the air?
It would still work if the guy catches it and then gets some yak. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
I was just watching
But if he like catches it in the end zone, you can still say it, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I was watching a 30 for 30 the other night. I don't know why, but it was on about Miami Hurricanes football. And Cristobal was in it. Yeah, there's the one about Notre Dame versus
both of
Miami.
Them, I believe, yeah.
The Notre Dame versus Miami one, I think it's called the Convicts versus the Catholics?
Yeah, that's a Notre Dame one.
I'm in that one.
Crap.
I'm in that one, George.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm in that one. Check
that's
me out.
No one saw that one. So
what are you talking about? That's the best one.
No, the other two are the ones that people actually watched. So.
All right, see you at Hollywood Park Casino tomorrow.
Hollywood Park Casino, come hang out. Mañana. Great job, Lindsay and Laura. Great job, Cappy. See you tomorrow.